Book of Mormon on Broadway in New York in my pocket for tonight.
Okay, so do we have a Commissioner Kirkham? Agent Commissioner Kirkham?
Let's get started.
Okay, do I have a volunteer for the pledge? Do I have a volunteer? Okay, great. Okay, welcome everybody to Planning Commission. Thank you for braving the prospect of getting sick. Before we launch into the regular agenda, we will first begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, and Commissioner Larson is going to lead us in that.
Please join us with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Commissioner. And before the regular agenda items, if anybody has a public comment that they would like to share, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, we will move to our first regular agenda item, which is a public hearing on a consideration of a plat amendment combining lots 215 and 221 at the views at Eaglewood Village Phase 2, as well as the vacation of a public utility easement at 155 Sunset Vista Court with Tom Stewart Construction as the applicant. And is somebody representing the applicant here tonight? Okay, great. Thank you. All right, so we'll turn this to the staff. Thanks.
Okay, so as was mentioned, this public hearing and application are to amend the plat up in the views. As you can see here, there are two lots, lot 215 and 221, that the applicant is proposing to combine into one lot, which will be known as lot 215A. The total acreage when they are combined will be just over a half acre. This is part of the views at Eaglewood Village Planned Unit Development Phase 2. And it, with the combined lot, it will meet minimum lot size requirements. The individual lots already met the lot size requirements. The applicant is proposing to combine these lots in order to improve drainage for the future home. We have received a building permit application, and it was reviewed and issued, and they do intend to construct a home in this area. The home will front this road. This will be where the driveway is, the western road right there. And then the backyard will be more to the east. As part of the plat amendment, an existing easement right here, public utility easement and drainage easement, will be vacated by the city and the utility companies. The applicant is in the process of acquiring acknowledgments and approvals from the different utility companies that they are okay with this vacation occurring, and he has compiled all but one at this time. The Development Review Committee felt that this plat amendment, combining the two, would be beneficial to the area, mainly because it would limit the hillside cuts that would be required for any construction, and it would assist with drainage. As this line right here is a no-cut line there, due to the fact that it's on a hillside, the city engineer required that nothing be cut beyond this point to limit potential landslides in the future. So if you're looking at this, that makes this a very small buildable area here, which would make this particular lot hard to build if the two lots were not combined. So the DRC felt this was very beneficial. Under the current city subdivision ordinance, plat amendments do require a public hearing, and the state code requires a public hearing when a public easement is affected by proposed plat amendments. Because of this, notice was sent to property owners regarding the public hearing, and comments regarding several environmental issues were requested. We did not receive any written comments, although I do believe we have some neighbors that are here tonight, possibly to make some comments during the public hearing time period. Because nothing was received from any neighbors, we will turn the time over to you for any questions or comments and the public hearing.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll do initial questions to the staff. We'll turn some time for any elaboration to the applicant, then we'll open the public hearing, and then do any deliberation that is needed. Sound like a plan? Okay, so any initial questions for staff?
Okay.
So would the applicant like to add anything before we turn this to the, open it for a public hearing? Sounds good. Okay, so at this time we will open up the public hearing on this item. If you have a comment or a question, just feel free to come forward and just state your name and go ahead and state what you would like to state.
Evening. My name is Guy Barch, one of the nearby or neighboring residents. Two questions. One, I guess I'd like to learn more about what the drainage plans are and where that'll be directed and what is happening to the dead-end street that isn't going to be turned into a driveway. And secondly, I guess excavation started today on the property, and I was curious when the public comment period ended and what that process looks like before construction starts. Thanks.
Okay, so on the, what is the number of the existing lot? 221. They have a building permit for that lot, and so that's why construction is starting, and there's not a public comment period for the actual construction of a home. This request is to add additional property to that property for the home. As far as the drainage, we would be happy to go over the drainage with you. I don't have it here on the computer screen, but we can do that in the office. The building inspector is a lot more familiar with this, and so is the city engineer. But the reason that they, one of the reasons that they bought this is that we were requiring them to make sure that the drainage from this home that was to be built would get around this corner and back out here to the curb so that it could go into the storm drain. And when the property line was there, they couldn't cross that property line without an easement to get over into the curb. And so they decided to buy it rather than just get an easement on this lot and make it part of their lot. So the drainage, there's a berm that will be built along the property line, and then it'll be graded to make sure that all the drainage comes out and goes down into the curb right here and then makes it into the storm drainage. As far as this road, there won't be any changes to that road. It's still a private street. They could still access part of their lot if they wanted to, if they build an outbuilding back there from that lot technically, but it is a private street, and so we're not proposing, and nobody in the development is proposed to vacate that street. So it will remain just as it is.
So does that also mean the house that was intended for lot 215, whether these lots are combined, no changes will change to what house will actually be sitting there?
Yeah, it's still the same home. This combining the lots just solved that drainage problem so that they could get the drainage out to the storm drain system.
One of the utility companies still hasn't signed off on it. Is there any reason to worry that they would not for the easement?
No.
Okay.
It's just getting people to sign things. He may have gotten it. Yeah. But everyone else has signed off.
Okay. Are there any other public comments? Okay. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. And just open it up for any comments or questions from the commission.
Seems like a good idea to me.
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward.
Okay. All right, and so the chair would entertain a motion unless there's anything else that we need to talk about on it.
Can I ask a question to our public commenter?
Yeah.
Did you get your questions answered, or do you have additional concerns that you would want to share? Did you have anything else?
No, sir.
That's okay. Okay. That's all.
Yeah. Thanks, Commissioner. Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Great.
I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the plat amendment for the views at Eaglewood Village PUD Phase 2 at 155 Sunset Vista Court with the following condition: completion of engineering red lines, if any.
Do Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Any comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So good luck to you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Our next item is consideration of a site plan for MC Green Facilities, 181 South, 750 West.
Can we skip to the next item? Because this applicant is not here, and the item, Mr. Brinderson, I believe, is here for the next one.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll go to item four, the conditional use permit, Brinderson LLC, 948 North, 675 West, to allow support activities for oil and gas operations. And the applicant is, somebody representing the applicant is here. Okay, great. Okay, so we will start with staff. Thanks.
Great. So as we've seen a few of these lately, this is a conditional use permit for a business license application that we received for 948 North, 675 West in Building 8 right here. These are a lot of Hughes buildings. The company is Brinderson LLC, and they are a heavy industrial general construction, maintenance, and turnaround company. Under the current code, support activities for oil and gas operations are conditional use in the manufacturing and distribution zoning district. Because of that, we are here today with their application. So their main work, they do construction, maintenance, project management, and other services for energy companies in the area. Their on-site equipment will include a tool trailer, which they will be keeping here. So if we go back here, you can kind of see there's a trailer there in the aerial image. So they'll have a tool trailer there also. And they'll also have extraction equipment, company trucks, and office furniture. They plan to be open from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then on the weekends as needed by customers. There will typically be 1 to 4 employees here, and their maximum shift should have 4 employees here. And those, the typical people at this site will be a general manager, a recruiter, safety manager, and a turnaround manager. The building itself is about 4,800 square feet, and it's divided into office space, an assembly area, and indoor storage. Each of these different uses has different parking requirements, which they fulfill their parking. They have 10 parking stalls out in front of the building. So there's a breakdown in the staff report of what those different parking requirements are for where their warehouse area. They need about 3.5 for their manufacturing. They need about 2.5, and for their office, they need just under 5 parking stalls. So their total spaces required is 9.6, and they have 10. So they meet that. 2 of those parking stalls are ADA accessible, and as they will likely only have 4 people at their highest shift at this site, that is ample parking staff fills. With that, we will turn it over to you for any questions that you may have.
Why do we require 1 stall per 200 square feet for warehouse storage? I mean, you know, at the end of it, for this is not a question for this application. This application is using an existing building. They meet the parking. It's really not an important question for the application. But anytime we have this kind of juxtaposition of 10 parking spaces that we require versus 4 that they say they need, and there's something that's an apparent head scratcher, like we're storing stuff and we have 5 parking spaces per 1,000, it's kind of like, why would we do that to ourselves? Any comment on that one?
It doesn't seem to contemplate that the warehouse wouldn't require a parking spot.
Right, and if it did, it might be like
employees.
1 per 1,000 or something, you know.
I mean, it's got to be based on that there's assumption there'll be that many employees, but
yeah. I didn't know if you guys had any insight on that one.
I was just going to ask you if the question was rhetorical.
No, it's not. It's not a rhetorical question, but it's a question for code cleanup.
Right.
Like you stick it on the bike rack.
It's on the bike rack for sure. Right after the signs that are on
okay.
the bike rack. But yes, I do agree with what you're saying. I think that's an outdated calculation. And I think that the caveat that was given, or at least in the code, I think it tried to deal with that by saying, or the highest shift. But then it always said in the code, whichever the maximum is. And it kind of works for when we're building the building for the first time, because we're not sure what the use is going to be, and then the uses change. So, but I do think you're right that it is an outdated standard. And I do think this particular application has plenty of parking for this use, but it is something we need to address.
Okay, thanks for the little tangent on that. Other comments or questions for staff or the applicant? And if you want anything to add to the conversation, you're welcome to come forward and add, or we can just pose any questions to you. Okay, thank you.
Why does this need to come before the commission?
So currently the code says that support activities for oil and gas operations are conditional use.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. But that's the only reason.
And this is a change to what's currently happening at the building?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is a new tenant at the building. I'm guessing that probably the reason why that it was originally designated as a conditional use has more to do with the variety of different kinds of uses that could be under that category, and wanting the Planning Commission to take a closer look just to make sure that they weren't storing any hazardous materials or have any other environmental impact on the sites, which we've determined this particular business will not have. But it still fits in that category, so just gives one more layer of review to make sure that we're doing the right things.
And if you would come forward and just give us your name and then speak into the mic. Thanks.
Watching on TV.
Yeah, so my name is Kenny Williams. So basically, we provide the maintenance services for most of the major oil refineries. We're currently providing service for Chevron. And all the chemicals, we don't handle any chemicals. The Chevron handle all the chemicals. We just go in and provide the mechanical services. So basically, the office is to dispatch folks coming from the union halls. They just come in, fill out applications, get the dispatch, PPE, and then they go to site. So in that building, there will be no storing of any kind of chemicals, or everything is maintained and handled on site by the client Chevron.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So if you're ready, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll do it. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Brinderson LLC, located at 948 North, 675 West, building number 8, with no conditions.
Thanks. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. There was no opposed. So that carries unanimously. Thank you. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. So do we have the applicant for item 3?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go back to the site plan approval for MC Green Facilities.
Okay. So this is in the new subdivision at 750 West. So there's a new street that was built there. You may have noticed that as you go down Center Street. And last year you did a site plan approval for Grimal Construction just north of this particular this particular lot that MC Green is building on, and they're relocating their construction business from Centerville here. So the lot is 3.41 acres.
We're glad you've seen the light. You've
yes, they have. They like us much better than Centerville.
Amen.
So the building that will be placed on the site, and you can see from this site plan, the outline of Grimal is in the north, and then the MC Green building is at the end of that cul-de-sac. It's an approximate 20,000 square foot building, has 5,500 square feet of office space, and 14,700 square feet of shop space. It's a construction yard and business service, and the required parking for the site is one stall per 500 square feet of floor area of the building. So the required parking would be 40 stalls. The original plan showed only 34 stalls, but they have now added an additional 10 or 11 stalls, and they've the back here in the back. Let me get the arrow. So this is some overflow parking. But the employees that will be on site daily are 10 office staff and about 20 employees that come to the site each morning and leave for job sites. There are current, as I said, there were 34 spaces, but the revised site plan that I received yesterday has 45 spaces now, so they meet that requirement. The minimum requirements for landscaping of 10% would be 14,800 square feet. The site was only demonstrating 5,600 approximately square feet, or about 4%. They were missing an island at the corner here. I was also anticipating that they would put islands at the end of these two places, but there's actually a fence there. And so with that being the barrier, I don't see any need to require an island at that. And then this drainage area here, this retainage, will be landscaped with rock mulch. And approximately that would be, I calculated, would be about 7% of the site. With the location of this being at the end of a cul-de-sac and the minimum frontage, the Planning Commission does have the ability under the code for conditional use permits to reduce the required landscaping from the 10%. And so that would be my recommendation, but you still would be at your discretion to require the full 10% of the site. Given the limited frontage, the storage yard, and there's really not a lot of need for landscaping in the rear where they abut the refinery as well as Amcor to the south.
Chalk this question up to a short attention span, but so does our material currently meet that 10% or not?
It does not meet the 10%, but the code allows you to reduce allows the Planning Commission to reduce the 10%
right.
to whatever you feel is appropriate. And we have done that in the past on other site plans, given their location, if they do better landscaping out at the street, because the purpose of the landscaping is to enhance the site from the street. There isn't much street to enhance here at the end of this private cul-de-sac. And they have done a nice job around the building and on the frontage area.
And just checking, do we also have the authority to reduce the parking?
Yes, but they meet the parking standard now.
Right. Okay, thanks. Initial questions for Sherry?
Let me just show you the architecture.
Sorry, Sherry.
One last thing.
Let's jump
so
the gun.
This these are some renderings of what the building will look like. So the office area out to the front will have brick and the metal, what do you call it, steel? Sorry, I have it here. Will be finished with concrete, glass, and bronze specialty steel accent panels. And then the shop portion is architectural metal panels in the back that aren't viewable from a public street. The building is located on a private street, but it still meets those same standards. So the DRC has recommended that the our site plan be approved with those conditions. I would eliminate the condition for number 4 with additional parking spaces, as those have been added to the site. And the engineer will be reviewing the recently submitted drawings to make sure all of the engineering has been corrected in the red lines. We received those yesterday.
Okay. And Mr. Green, do you want to add anything at this time?
My name is Mark Green. I'm president of MC Green & Sons, and fading out fast as there's another youngster coming along here, and they're really taking over the operations that I've been running for 47 years next month. And I don't want to badmouth Centerville, but we are right by the theater and all those apartments. I told them when they moved the apartments in, it wasn't going to be a good fit, you know, and the phone started ringing about my noise and the dust and everything. I don't fit very well over there anymore, and I'm not very well appreciated. I fit in down here. I'm going to be part of a neighborhood that's kind of my kind of deal.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of work for North Salt Lake City. I've thoroughly enjoyed it and look forward to it. But on the point of my landscaping, some of our landscape I'm sure we will make easy because the boys want to. But I like flowers and bushes and green things. And so my landscaping, I don't want to promise things because everybody takes promises wrong, you know. But you can pretty well rest assured that our landscaping will look good. You know, I plant flowers in the spring, and even if nobody sees them but me, it makes me feel good when I come to work. So my landscaping will be as good or better than most, and not just a whole bunch of gravel and a couple of shrubs to just meet the standards. I'm going to actually have some topsoil and something that's green and colorful. But we're looking forward to coming. I'm excited about having a new building, not excited about building it in this busy economy because it's difficult, but we need new space and we need a place where we fit better, so we're looking forward to it. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any for me.
I have one question. Can you talk about the use of the east half of the lot?
Okay, so
I mean, what's your kind of current plan for it, and do you have a different long-term plan for it?
No. I would assume that we don't do anything back there. We might come back and build like an accessory shed to store concrete forms and concrete blankets. We have a lot of paraphernalia that goes with our activities in the field. Most of it's out in the field most of the time, 90% of the time, but it comes back there. We need the space back there, frankly, to park equipment and trucks, store traffic control devices. You know, we always have a boneyard of pipe materials. It's just like your public works guys. They keep 100 feet of pipe on hand of different various sizes and a fire hydrant or two for emergencies. I'm the same way. I have certain materials that we like to keep on hand because we need them when we need them. We need them right now. So that backyard, we have no plans to build anything else back there except for maybe a auxiliary building that would just store concrete blankets. But this shop is twice as big as what we're in right now. And we've accommodated, I think, plenty of space. The east end of that shop has a wall across it, and that whole east section of that shop is going to be to store concrete blankets and concrete forms, things that have significant value and need to be stored under cover. But we have no intention of having another building back there that we lease out or anything. That will happen on lot 2. And lot 1, eventually, we foresee that changing significantly from what the use is right now with that Action Resources. But basically store it. And I would...
Lots aren't part of this parcel.
No. Right. They're north of Grimal. I would like a little flexibility here. We've shown this as because it's kind of required with a lot of paving. And, you know, when we bring in big bulldozers and put them in the shop, there will be a big concrete apron around the shop, and we will pave a lot of this with concrete. But some of it, when you bring a big bulldozer in and turn it around and line it up to go into the shop, the paving gets beat up. And we may want to work with staff. And we're perfectly willing to come back here if we make any, excuse me, significant changes. But we may want to pave that like with asphalt millings. We have a big pile of asphalt millings down there that we milled off another job that we're going to use to keep the dust down. And we understand that that's a primary concern, and that's understandable. But we may want to shorten up our paving a little bit and do a little bit more so that the furthest east, two or three bays of the shop have not such a surface that's going to get damaged by these bulldozers and big track hoes and stuff that come in there and do all the turning to get lined up to pull into that shop to have repairs done. So we're not opposed to paving. It's just not sensible in some cases to pave places where those tractors are going to be grinding away and turning. So
What is your business?
We're a civil engineering construction company. We're road builders and underground utilities. If you go back to about 1990, when I think that's about when Eaglewood started, right on Orchard Drive, just down from the fire station. If you drive up that to the golf course, all the roads, right and left side of the road, all the way to the golf course, the stuff east of the golf course, half of the Eaglewood Drive, we did all the underground utilities and the concrete. The developers used someone else for the dirt work and the asphalt paving. But I have done, I would guess, 100 miles of underground utilities in this city. And curb and gutter and sidewalk, geez, just miles and miles and miles of it. So that's what we do. We do big site work jobs. We're on our fifth Amazon job right now. Working on the Pocatello Temple, doing the site concrete. So we do lots of concrete, moving big dirt, big tractors to lay deep sewer lines and storm drains and things like that. So, and we do bid a lot of jobs for North Salt Lake City. A lot of little teeny ones and some pretty big ones. So we have a great relationship with the engineering department here, and do a lot of work for North Salt Lake City and other cities and the area.
I will tell you why I was asking about the east side of, and tell the fellow commissioners that why I was asking about the east side, because we could think through the current required use of that half relative to parking one way or another way, depending on the prospect of that half of the site being sold for another use or developed by you for another use over time. Not really sure. I think there's access to the east of this parcel. I don't know whether your business would be viable if you would ever choose to do that. It would be your decision. But if you all thought you might do that long term, and we said no, you have to have this appendage of extra parking, it could make it a little more difficult.
Now, I do not see any scenario where we do anything with that east part but use it for ourselves. We're just looking forward to having a little space. We're on 1.8, a little over 1.8 acres in Centerville, and we are just busting at the seams over there. We just have no place to do anything. And we just have a lot of equipment to park. And if you look to the west of me, the rental store, you know, the equipment rental store, he's got tons of equipment. I won't have anywhere near that much there at one time because ours is all out working. Hopefully, if it's not, we're in trouble. But we're not doing anything at the east. And that access going out to Center Street, it's only 30 feet wide. And it has easements all over it, so it's not ours to just use and abuse and close anybody out of. So we'd have a difficult time servicing another operation back there. Although lot two is going to, we'll probably build that out clear to the back, but I can conceive no scenario where that back portion of our property gets used for anything but our use and storage.
Okay, thank you. All right, other questions for the applicant or staff?
What is the plan with the fence? Is it a chain link fence?
It's just chain link, like similar to what Grimal put up around his.
All right, so
if
it'll
you
be
want
screened.
Something with a snazzier gate, one of the gates that I've proposed is around back of the building, so you can't see it. You'd have to go right back around to see it, so it's you just can't see it from any street or vantage point. The one on the north side of my building, if you want a fancier gate like the Grimals put up, we could do that. But right now, we're just planning on a chain link.
Okay.
And we put slats in it or whatever you want.
So it will have the screen in it, the chain link with screen?
Can do.
Okay.
That's what the design review committee recommended.
Right. And that's what the ordinance says. Okay. So this is what Grimal put in, is what our new ordinance says.
And we can absolutely explore whatever the commission needs to explore. One of the questions being posed to us directly is, are we comfortable with a reduction in the required landscaping? So is there any thought either way on that question?
My only question would be, I am all for what they have proposed, but the question would be, will that put us in trouble with somebody else that's in another's area that says, hey, you let green do this, how come you're not letting us?
No, when we've done that before, too. And what I tell applicants when they come in, if they're going to be under the 10%, I always tell them to do a nicer job. And that generally is more acceptable anyway, because it's the site that get the park. Rather than just doing the minimum out at the street, do a little more, make it look a little bit nicer, and that goes a lot further, because it really accomplishes what the ordinance is intending to happen.
Okay. Good answer. Okay.
I will put this in a non-objective way. Does anybody have a problem with reducing the landscaping, which would be consistent with what is in front of us? Okay.
No.
Non-neutral, that's what I meant, non-neutral. Okay. So in glancing over the motion, if any of you feel like we are ready to, you are ready to make a motion, I would entertain that. We certainly can explore whatever is needed to be explored.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Planning Commission approve the requested site plan for MC Green & Sons construction at 181 South, 750 West, with the following condition. One, if the storage yard gate is to be chain link, it will be appropriately screened with a vinyl or fabric mesh screen similar to Grimal project. Two, provide a shared drainage detention agreement or easement with lot 3. Three, the Planning Commission determine if the required landscaping may be reduced to 7% from 10%.
We'll probably have to come back and reword that one.
Yes.
Keep on.
And five, engineering red lines corrected, including the addition of an engineer's note regarding final survey and detention elevations to ensure installation as designed. So maybe on four we amend that to say that the commission does approve the reduction to 7% in landscaping.
Which would mean the condition four is not needed, right?
Correct.
Oh, we have a motion. Do we have a second? And then we'll clean up as we need to.
Second.
Okay, so did you clean up that item in your motion, or do we need to amend the motion?
I think I did.
I think you did.
Okay. Okay. Right on.
Okay.
So any further comments on the motion? I don't know if I...
We look forward to having Green here.
Parliamentary procedure. What?
Thank you.
We're excited.
I was just saying we're excited to have them here.
Yeah. I am too, especially after we actually approve it. All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Motion is unanimous. Good luck to you. Thanks.
Hey, we're excited. I'm excited because these young men have got some, are going to have someplace really nice to spend their next 40 years digging in the dirt. And
yeah, it's going to be a great asset to our city.
We hope they're as nice as you. So
they are.
We'll look forward to working with
AJ's
you.
AJ is my older son. He's an attorney. He runs my real estate company. And Alec is my younger son, and he runs a construction company.
Great.
So they're stuck with me. Almost on a daily basis, they get input from the old man, advice that they don't listen to, but I give it to them anyway. I don't charge them much for it. But we're excited, and please feel free if the city has concerns, you know, about what we're doing down there. And when we get down to the finishes on these buildings and stuff, we're wide open. We want to build something nice, and if somebody's got a better idea, I'm all for it. I'm easy to talk to. Just come on down, we'll wrestle.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, girls. I'll
okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay. We'll tell Larry so he can be ready for you.
I'll be
in. So the Planning Commission, the City Council did not meet last week because of the Super Tuesday voting, but I did want to just give you an update that they will be acting on the subdivision ordinance next Tuesday that you recommended to them. And they said they're okay with a March 31st joint work session with you on the form-based code.
And we'll be fed. You shouldn't ask that.
When you invite the council, they bring food with them, or they have Linda bring it. Originally, we had...
I think the breaking of bread brings us together, and that's that is my only objective in asking that question.
Yep.
Of course, I'm
share not. Share a meal.
There you go.
Always right. Helps.
As a longtime young men's president years ago, if you feed them, they will come. Just saying.
Now, I know I had originally asked you about the joint work session, holding it on March 31st, because I thought that the Davis County GOP would be using this building for their caucus, as they usually do, but now they're not. They didn't request to use it, and then I checked their schedule, and it's going to be at Foxborough Elementary and Woods Cross High. So we had planned on not having a meeting on March 24th. However, I have just received today a very important application that really, really, really wants to have a conditional use permit hearing on that day. And it's the one we talked about last week that they don't want us to say their name.
So on the 24th, you want to have a meeting?
Yes, so it would be a small meeting, but just for that conditional use permit so that they can get their entitlement moving along. But it is called the Gardner Bat Distribution Facility. That's the official name of the project right now, in case you're wondering. So understand it's a distribution facility at Center Street and Redwood on that great big parcel, 200,000 square feet.
Is that the one that just had a fire?
No.
Center Street and Redwood. Oh, no, I'm thinking the wrong intersection. Okay.
Further south.
Okay, so we will have
wish that. That we were having something else go on that corner. I'll work on that corner next. How about that? I have heard rumors about a Popeyes somewhere, but I don't know where that's coming from. No, it wasn't. Ken called me and asked me if I'd heard of anybody who was, have I heard anything about a Popeyes going in on Redwood Road? And I'm like, no. Where did you hear that from? So I don't know where that rumor's coming from, but I have heard rumors about that.
And then we'll have the joint meeting the following week on the 31st.
Yeah. So we'll just have a short meeting on the 24th if everybody's okay with that. But we'll pay you for all three meetings, so get a bonus for Easter. And
what time is the? Pardon me. What time is the work session on the 31st?
What time would you like it to be?
Yeah, we want consistency.
6:30 works.
We don't do well if you move the time.
6:30.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. We can set it at 6:30. That's easy. And then, in other happy sad notes, Kate has accepted a job somewhere else. So tonight's her last evening with us.
Oh.
And I will be so sad, but so happy for her. I have all these mixed emotions because she's been great.
Do we get to know what the job is?
And I'm going to miss her a lot, but I'll let her tell you.
I'm going to be working with Lewis Young. They are a municipal consulting firm across the hallway from Ted's office.
Where are they at?
Oh, they're down near the gateway.
Yeah, we're in the same hall. We're hall buddies.
So they do a lot of impact fee studies. And
oh, my daughter was the receptionist there for the last couple of years.
Dave?
Molly.
Oh, I don't know Molly.
But yeah, that's not a name I've heard that often.
Molly
with Lewis Young.
Blonde hair?
Blonde hair. Do you know him? Did you meet her?
Yes. I didn't know that. Wow, small world.
Yeah.
Well, you have to come see us sometime.
They seemed like a great company. They were good.
I've enjoyed working with all of you. You're a great group. And I look forward to seeing what you build, well, approved to have built throughout the city moving forward. So thank you.
That new city office building called the Kate.
The Kate. That'd be funny.
We could ask CW to do a project and name it the Kate.
No.
Am I?
You're going to do great there, Kate.
Thank you for all of your help. I mean, you really, you two both have done so much work in the last short while.
My right arm's getting chopped off. So
yeah.
She will be those big pair of shoes to fill. So for sure. But we'll miss her, and we're super happy for her and super sad for us.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Thanks for being a great team to work with.
So we do have a pesky one last item, which is the
minutes.
Minutes from March 10th. And want to thank Andrea for preparing these. Are there any? That's not right. March 10th.
25th.
Why did I say March 10th? I'm looking at a random sheet of paper, and it says March 10th.
On February 25th.
Thank you. It would really be something if she had already spit it out for March 10th. Any changes for the minutes of March or February 25th? And if not, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move that we approve the meeting minutes for the February 25th, 2020 Planning Commission meeting. As
second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Okay, thanks everybody. That was a good meeting.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
So when do you officially leave?
We can go to USU Eastern and see the tribute to Lawrence.
That's funny you say that. I happen to know a lot about basketball.
I think that, like,
how do you know Price?
Well, I'm from Price.
I forget to look back.
I think that's what she's
It's a great environment to work in.
We could go to the USU Eastern Ballroom.
How was the crowd?
We have to pace ourselves.
I have one of my close friends.
All my early spring break, so we
can
get students.
My third, she was like,
"Oh, we're
here." Because she was like, "Yeah, she's like an option." It's just this process that this is how
we played really well.
So doesn't it win? Then
win it well.
This is the best.
Yeah.
Not that they went.
Yeah, she said she did say
it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was fun just doing it. The theater liked this.
They said
they're gonna have it back.
And I right you mentioned it a long time ago that you had this gig in Price.
And then,
in another, like, if I'd have known a couple days before,
Seattle
I might have been like,
Florida,
let's go visit our parents
and
go. I would have showed up.
It was a lot of fun.
And probably just not
We try to step it up for those kinds of things. We invite a bunch of other people to come. There's only seven of us in
the
band. We took 20 people. But every single musician that we invited to come in with us is better than us. So we
love that. They just put you in the cycle.
Did you guys spend that or come home after?
Came home after.
It's high. People through this now 25-point checklist.
What you got coming up?
Yeah.
Okay, that is really helpful. I didn't know that. So the
we're
overhead.
Okay, let me write it down.
I can bring him up here. I don't have any
everyone tonight.
Everyone's
here. We try to do it so
and then they can separate really quickly instead of like